Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. All right, everybody, Trupanion wishes you and your kennel a very merry holiday and a happy new year. As breeders, we know the holidays are full of joy, but amidst the tinsel and treats, unexpected accidents or illnesses can happen in a heartbeat. In fact, 1 in 5 pets will have an unexpected veterinary visit in their first 30 days after going home. Don't let a holiday emergency dim the season for your puppy families. Join Trupanion's free breeder support program today and send your litters home with immediate medical insurance coverage, ensuring their new loved one is protected the moment they leave your care. Trupanion's Go Home Day offers the ultimate gift of peace of mind for you and your new puppy families. Sign up now for Trupanion's breeder support program by going to puredogtalk.com and clicking the link on my partners page to guarantee this season is merry, bright, and protected for every one of your precious pups. All right, you guys, welcome to Pure Dog Talk. I am your host, Laura Reeves. And, you know, it's Christmas, it's the holiday season. I thought we'd just do sort of a year-end wrap-up as we come to the end of what has been a very long, very challenging year for a lot of us, featuring a litany of upheavals globally and within the microcosm of the purebred dog fancy. Nonetheless, the show did, in fact, go on. Part of the allure, I think, of the sport of purebred dogs is the comforting sort of reliability that on any given weekend, except this one upcoming, of course, in any given sort of neck of the woods, there will be a dog event of some shape, form, or fashion for us to join. It provides us a chosen family to console us when times are hard, to cheer us up, and to cheer for us when times are good. While the disturbing decline in entries continues across many events and is a cause for concern, the honest breeding of good dogs predates competition. And I think it's important to put our current dot on the timeline of history into context. So one of my favorite phrasings as we talk about dog breeding is on the shoulders of giants, because we all start from the efforts that went before us. And before them, and before them. And while today famous dog handlers might get the most TV time, the unsung heroes of the purebred dog are dog breeders. And these devoted advocates and curators of their breeds are the backbone of the living history represented by our purebred dogs. Their imagination, their vision, their commitment, enduring dedication, and passion preserve their breeds for the enjoyment of future generations of dog lovers. And many of us with long-term involvement in purebred dogs started young, right? The proverbial fly on the wall. That's what I was, just listening to the conversations of legendary breeders around us. I can remember visiting with a really famous Clumber Spaniel breeder back in the day at her very she San Francisco mansion, and just sitting there very quietly, I was maybe 17, and soaking up the kind of information that comes from Gretchen Schultz's mom right? You know, it's just, it's such a valuable experience that not everybody had. And as our master breeders pass away, in too many instances, their knowledge is lost with them. And Pure Dog Talk was created in part to save and to share that irreplaceable knowledge. So stop by the shop tab at puredogtalk.com and find the PDT albums and download the interviews for more than 50 hours of listening. Take in the best and the brightest breeders worldwide. And if you want more of an IRL experience, you can join us at one of our new Pedigrees to Pups seminars. This is 2 days of intense personal instruction from Dr. Marty Greer and I that provide basically a full 360 degree overview of dog breeding. From just getting started, maybe you're finding your foundation bitch, all of that, to sending your puppies to the right homes and everything in between. Stud dogs, pedigrees, whelping, all the stuff. We have one scheduled coming up. We had a couple last fall that were huge hits. And our next one is scheduled for March 27th to 29th in Austin, Texas. So we're pretty excited. You can sign up to join us right from the events tab on the website. So I'm pretty sure I said puredogtalk.com a couple times before, but I'm going to say it again because the website has really developed into a very deep and rich resource for you guys. There's also just a little behind the scenes secret, going to be some really exciting stuff coming up, hopefully in the first quarter of the next year. So keep checking in on the website. Okay. I know I talk a lot about purebred dogs being living history. And so I thought today it would be kind of fun. I'd expand on that a bit as we consider, you know, where we fall on this continuum of that history. So every single one of the 200 breeds that are recognized, 200 plus now, right? Recognized by the American Kennel Club, as well as other registries around the world, they represent a specific time in history, a unique human population, and a very exact geographic location. Purebred dogs are a living, breathing continuum of time immemorial. And the documented records of their ancestry brings that history onto our couch. It is a really special opportunity that we have and that we are able to save and preserve and bring to people in the future. So dog breeders have been documenting sires and dams and progeny, in some cases to before the time of Christ. Research has demonstrated that early humans engaged in selective breeding for specific traits like adaptation to harsh climates or special diets, long before what we would think of as the formal breed development period. In fact, the Guinness Book of World Records, while they at one point recognized Salukis as the oldest dog breed, dating back to at least 329 BC, as of 2024, they changed that and they now list the Greenland dog as the oldest known dog breed in existence. The Greenland dog is a large dog breed, like a husky, you know, that basic concept, believed to have originated from Siberian wolves in the Pleistocene era, which is like 9500 BC. These dogs were brought across the Arctic to Greenland by the Thule people 1,000 years ago. Crazy. So another one of our really historic ancient breeds, and some people know some of this and some of it's new even to me as I was doing the research for this. So there you go. Basenjis. Basenjis were depicted on cave paintings that date back to around 6000 BC. Also, their DNA is completely unique, and it is not clustered with other dog breeds, which seems to indicate that they may very well have a different ancestor that predates the one that is common to the rest of our dogs. Crazy, right? All right, this one is one of my very favorites. The line that you may have heard, a head like a snake, a neck like a drake, is from a 15th century poem often attributed to someone called Dame Juliana Berners that describes the ideal physical characteristics of a greyhound. The full verse is, head like a snake, neck like a drake, back like a beam, sides like a bream, footed like a cat, and tail like a rat. And the standard today, if you read the Greyhound Standard, reflects all of these characteristics. This particular book that this poem was found in is from 1486. It also describes hunting with dogs, falcons, and other animals. Every greyhound alive today can trace its lineage back to one dog called King Cobb that was whelped in England in 1839. So that greyhound on your couch, his family tree, you can track it to England in 1839. Talk about bringing history to life on your couch. It's also the only breed of dog mentioned by name in the Bible. In Proverbs 30 lists the greyhound among creatures with a stately walk. Love that one. The Borzoi Standard from 1650 is a strong candidate for the first written breed standard, detailing a breed's physical form and intended purpose. There was also John Henry Walsh's 1865 description of a pointer named Major, and that's considered a kind of a pivotal early attempt to standardize judging at dog shows by defining a breed's ideal physical form. And, you know, I think one of the things that we all maybe lose track of, purebred dogs as we know them, the vast majority of them came to fruition, came to perfection, came to sort of the form that we kind of know them today, just in the late 1800s. Some of them, obviously Basenjis and things like that, are much older, but most of them are more recent. And of all the terriers, the Bedlington has the oldest non-broken pedigree that goes back to 1782. So that's 100 years predating most of the rest of the purebred dogs and the terriers that we think of today. Many publications suggest that Bedlingtons were known as gypsy dogs because gypsies and poachers used them as vermin hunters and small game retrievers. But in reality, the popularity of Bedlingtons crossed all social boundaries. They were favorites of factory and mine workers, as well as a special guy named Lord Rothbury, whose estate was located in Bedlington. The breed was even known for a time as a Rothbury Terrier, but eventually the name Bedlington stuck. And according to the good folks over at National Purebred Dog Day, the first dog to actually be called a Bedlington Terrier was Ainsley's Piper, a dog owned by Joseph Ainsley in 1825. So, I mean, that's getting a little closer to where we are today. But here's another one that takes us back a bit. The Peruvian Inca orchid dates back to Andean civilizations in South America. It's gone through a variety of names throughout its history. Spanish conquistadors found the dogs living among the Inca in the 1500s, although pottery from earlier cultures in the region also depicts them. While still considered a symbol of Peru and one of the oldest dog breeds, DNA analysis suggests that these dogs first entered the Americas from Siberia after humans did, and were then isolated for 9,000 years before mixing with Eurasian dogs brought over by the Spanish. And the Peruvian Inca orchid, as you might have heard, is the club's petitioning to join the hound group in 2027. So that's pretty exciting for them.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
All right, you guys, the next generation of specialized ProPlan nutrition is here. ProPlan Advant Edge is a new line of powerful triple action formulas backed by years of research to deliver life-changing support for digestive health or healthy aging. These breakthrough formulations target the nutritional needs of adult dogs and include formulas for small breed and large breed adults. The first ProPlan line to harness three powerful biotics in one, ProPlan Advant Edge Digestive Support Plus Salmon and Oatmeal Formula, draws on decades of microbiome research. Its prebiotic fiber promotes beneficial bacteria in the gut. Probiotics help maintain microbiome balance and promote resilience during naturally occurring stress. And postbiotics support gut health and ideal stool quality. Now, ProPlan Advant Edge Senior Support Plus Chicken and Rice Formula offers 3-in-1 support for cognition, immune health, and mobility for dogs age 7 and up. Cognitive health is derived from BrightMind technology shown to promote memory, attention, and trainability. Immune health is from a specialized blend clinically proven to increase immune response, and mobility and joint health come from glucosamine and EPA. Do you want to know more about how to give your dog the advantage, life-changing nutrition for digestive health or healthy aging? Visit purina.com/proplan/products/dogfood to learn more. One of my favorite books is C.B.D. Maxwell's The Truth About Sporting Dogs that was printed in 1972. And one of the coolest things in that book is a 13-generation pedigree of setters that was originally produced in The Dog in Australasia in 1897. I mean, that's a pedigree from 1897 that you can follow forward to today. Moving to a different area of the world, moving on to China, there are not records of the origin of the Shar Pei, but genomic testing confirms that the breed's lineage can be traced back several thousand years and is considered one of the ancient dog breeds. It's believed that Shar Pei were first bred in China in roughly 200 BC. Similarly, similar region, early 2000s research showed that the Chow Chow likely originated in central China some 8,300 years ago. On the other hand, Chinese legend has it that Chow Chows served as war dogs even earlier, with one ruler having up to 5,000 Chows during their reign. That's a lot. Another fun fact, Marco Polo wrote about seeing Chows pulling sleds during his travels through Asia in the 1200s. Okay, sticking in China for a while, ancient Chinese documents recorded that short-mouthed dogs existed in China during the time of Confucius, which is 551 to 478 BC. These pets were prized possessions of the Chinese emperors and lived in a most luxurious atmosphere. At times, they were even guarded by soldiers. They were privileged to have attendants look after them, and they rode in specially designed carriages to the hunting place while the other dogs had to walk behind. the Han Dynasty and the Tang Dynasty both, for centuries, had pugs and Pekingese being traded to Western countries, also sent to Korea and to Japan. So I always remind people, brachycephalic breeds were not designed to run marathons. They were designed to be driven in a carriage. So another one, if you were going to move regions again, if you happen to miss episode 696, it was on the Swedish Lapland and the genetics of all the Arctic Spitz breeds. It is truly a must listen for the history of the ancient dogs of that region. It talks about different haplotypes and it's really cool. And if you're there checking out that podcast, stop by the albums page again on the website. You can download the Love the Breeds album that features 53 different breeds from Azawakh to Sholo Exquitly. We've got longtime breeders, respected authorities, devoted owners covering different breeds' history, personality, activity levels, grooming requirements, health, and longevity. It's just a super easy way to dive into the living history that's represented by dog breeds from around the world and across the ages. Okay, guys, our tiny but mighty team here at Pure Dog Talk wishes you all a joyful holiday season and a prosperous new year. By the way, if you're frantically searching for one of those last-minute gifts for your dog family, consider purchasing them a year of community and next-level education with the Patrons membership. Just stop by the website and go to the Patrons page. You can also shop audiobooks on the website, or you can stop by the MartyandLauraShow.com. Send your uncle with a doodle the frequently asked questions on common ailments. There you go. Grab all your holiday gifts from the comfort of your recliner. All right, till next time, you guys. Peace and goodwill to all. All right, you guys, I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I just want to make sure everybody hears about it. I know every pet owner out there has questions about their pet's health. The Marty and Laura Show is here to help. Hosted by Dr. Marty and I, the new podcast delivers fun, fact-based conversations about all things pet health, whether it's a runny puppy nose or a kitty cough. This show is really designed for your puppy buyers, for your friends, for your non-dog folks in your life, you know, your cousins, uncles, brothers, girlfriend. So feel free to share this on. We encourage you to use this as a great resource for the non-dog people in your life. Talk on. As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our Dog Show Superintendents are the hardworking people who make the Dog Show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the Super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.